Leonardo Giannino shares recipe for happiness. A sure cure for the blahs is a visit to Mrs. Leonardo Giannino of 2020 Marconi. Her opening remark upon seeing me, whom she had never met, but whose mother she had worked with some 50-odd years ago, was, "You're as pretty as your mother." True or not, it lifted my spirits. The interview, which ensued, did nothing to dampen them. A spry 86-year-old great-grandmother who still makes her own bread every week. 5 golden brown, butter-crusted loaves, one of which she insisted upon giving me. And who, until years ago, before her cataract operation, did her own painting and garden planting. Leonardo Giannino exudes vitality and happiness. "I'm happy," she said several times in her broken English, strongly accented with her native Sicilian dialect. "I got a roof over my head. I got my health. I bake a bread, I cook my food, I thank God." She was seated outside on a bench in the shadowed sidewalk alongside her modest 3-room brick house, scraping scorched peppers preparatory to making them into a delicious side dish. Again, she insisted that I take some home. She cut them up, poured some olive oil over them. "This will make them good." Chopped up some garlic onto them, then salted them. She added a hot pepper. "This you take out if you no like." We had moved into the kitchen by this time. Throughout the interview, Mrs. Giannino stood as she talked, animatedly and interestingly, about her life, of her children, of their children, and of her friends, some living, some dead. Several times, she brought out pictures of her family or indicated the ones displayed on her bedroom bureau. A picture of her husband with a group of friends hung in the kitchen, as well as holy pictures. Leonardo de Luga was born on April 22nd, 1891, in Augusta, Provincia, Siracusa, in Sicily. One of a family of 3 girls and 3 boys. "I never go to school. When my father die, I go to work." She was 4. She said, when she carried water for her neighbors. As she grew up, she worked watching children, caring for sick people. At age 11, she ripped old knitted material, using it to knit stockings, which she then sold. "6 cents a pair I got. We had a hard times in Italy. I didn't get a pair of shoes until I was 16. I used to wear a wedding shoes. In 1902, her husband-to-be, Pete Giannino, aged 13, came to St. Louis with a group of other men from Augusta, one of them, Marco Giafrida, to work. He got a job at Blackmer Post as a water boy. He worked there his whole life. In 1909, he returned to Augusta to marry Leonarda in the Church of St. Sebastiano. They had two children, one of whom shortly died. Pete came back to America, and Leonarda soon followed in 1913 with their daughter, Santa, who was then 4 months. At first, they lived at 5200 Wilson. In 1922, they bought the house where Leonarda lives now. They raised their family of four in the three-room house. Soon after arriving in St. Louis, Leonarda went to work at Liggett and Myers, walking the distance both ways until transportation was provided from the hill. She worked there for 44 years, finally retiring in 1956 at 63 years of age. They call me Lena at the work because they don't know how to spell Leonarda. I take a few months off after having my babies, she said. During the interview, she frequently mentioned her children and their families. She was obviously very proud of them. Her children are Mrs. Santa Bifignani, Mello Giannino, Mrs. Francis Cooney, and Frank Giannino, all of whom live in the St. Louis area. Her grandchildren, whom she wanted mentioned, are Santa's, Joe, Pete, Glenn, and Frank. Mello's, Jack, Mello, Pete, Marco, Ronnie, Dylan. Frank's, Pete, Tony, Frankie, and Leona. They all visit her frequently. In addition, she has 11 great-grandchildren. Yesterday, she said, one of them are coming to see me and I fix him a spaghetti. Then he says he's going to play ball. When I was a young, we have to work and all of my children I have at the work too. However, she never dwelt too long on the hard times. She constantly emphasized how lucky she was. All of my life it was hard. Now I feel like a queen. I got my house. I thank God I got it. For about 6 months, the family lived in California, but she didn't like it. I like living on the hill. I wouldn't change the hill for the whole world. She continued, the U.S. is the best. It's a God's land, and no matter where you go, you got something to eat. Her positive attitude toward life was heartwarming. Leonarda's days are filled with activity. I get up at 5:30. I never sit down. I am always busy. She has a garden in her small backyard. It contains radishes, tomatoes, basil, string beans, cabbages, parsley, onions, roses, dahlias, and chrysanthemums. I used to dig it and plant it, and now my good friend Mary Gianelli does it. She come to see me all of the time. She has an old Maytag washing machine, which she still uses. It's 46 years old. It'll work like a me. Besides baking bread, she does all of her own cooking. Makes pizzas and her own pasta and pasta sauce from scratch. Loves to barbecue, but doesn't care much for meat, but eats practically everything else. However, she refuses to eat TV dinners. At 86, she still has all of her own teeth. Her daughter-in-law, Frances, who works at Nationals, shops for her. She used to sew at one time, but no longer does. She still crochets. I crocheted the auto clothes and the vestments for Monsignor Chiodini. His mother, she gave me the thread. I used to crochet for Monsignor Lupo, too. I make a bedspreads for all of my kids. Thanks to Monsignor Chiodini, when he lived on the hill, she became an American citizen in 1948. I give her the answers in Italian, and he say them in English. She loves to go barefooted, seeming to have no difficulty walking at all. I thank God, she says, about her good health. Her blue eyes are hidden by her glasses. Her white hair is neatly pulled back. And her still, smooth, tan complexion belies her 86 years. Her animated conversation denotes her still excellent memory. She has never revisited Sicily, although her daughter Santa recently visited their many relatives still there. A widow for 20 years, she has managed to live alone because her children frequently visit her and provide her, and friends still remember her. In mentioning various friends, she had nothing but praise for them because she had been good to her in some way. Father Polizzi, whom she supplies with basilico when he visits her. Mary Gianelli, who visits her regularly. Sister Felicetta, who taught her grandsons at the villa. Giorgio Rubidoux, in whose store she used to shop. He was like a son to me. Dr. Montana, he's a good doctor, who took care of her husband just before he died in 1957. Her pleasures are few. She goes to weekly Sunday Mass, watches the news on TV, tends to her garden, cooks for her children and their children, and is very content with her life. I never have a good time. Sometimes I say, why am I so happy? Leonardo, you're happy because you've worked hard, raised a good family who take care of you, have friends who remember you, and you've put your trust in God. You deserve to be happy.